The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Truly an historic first. A sitting United States president pacing the field for the great American race. He said he wanted to do a lap. He's going to do it.
Morning, guys. 7:05. Joe Piscopo's off today. Kevin McCullough in for him on the Piscopo show. We are so glad to have you at Radio Piscopo. And I hope that if you are out and about and you're with us this morning, that you leave your radio set right where it is on AM 970, The Answer, because this afternoon at 4 o'clock, I'm right back at the microphone. Brad Parscale, the campaign grand poobah for Trump 2020, is in studio with me, and it should be a great conversation. Please come on back 4 o'clock this afternoon for Kevin McCullough Radio. All right, so here's the thing. How cool was it to see the Beast lapping Daytona yesterday? Now, you know, there were some people upset about it. If you followed on Twitter, there were people saying, oh, look at the president using the trappings of his office to corruptly try to convince people to vote for him. Like any other president ever does when they're out doing public appearances. The fact that Daytona invited him to come and to do the thing, what's he going to say? No? Oh, I get to be in front of 300,000 voters? The voters that like me? Oh, yeah, that's tough. But then he does the flyover at about 800 feet above the raceway. That was cool. And then they unload the Beast. And he takes the lap around Daytona track in the Beast. And what he had to say was really cool. I don't know. I love the fact that this guy just doesn't care. I love the fact that he just, I'm going to fix things. I'm going to go about it the way I do it. I'm going to fix them. And I'm not going to listen to all the naysayers. And that's what drives people like Nancy Pelosi crazy. That's why she was literally losing her mind at the State of the Union, sitting back there behind him, talking to invisible people, waving at folks that aren't there, muttering under her breath to Mike Pence, who's like, please, I'm trying to listen. This guy just doesn't care, which is kind of cool. Coming up on the show yet today, Dr. Tevi Troy, speechwriter for HW, will be with us. This isn't the first president to have to fight his own White House for the sake of his administration. We'll talk about that. Corey Lewandowski, we'll get more from him. He's an advisor to the Trump 2020 people, and he'll weigh in on what yesterday's appearance meant for the president, but also how the Democrats are cheating Bernie again, or at least they're trying to. You know he's ahead in, like, the next six states, Nevada, South Carolina, California. He's opened a huge lead. Texas, he's taken the lead outright away from Biden now. It'll be interesting to see. Also coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Nick Langworthy, Doug Steinhardt. They direct the GOP parties for New York and New Jersey. We invited the Democratic Party heads of both states to appear with us to have a four-way conversation about what the states actually face. The Democrats declined our invite. Still not too late. If they want to show up, we'll have a nice conversation. We'll talk about the actual ideas on how to fix the states. I don't know why Democrats would be afraid to show up, but they were. Later this hour, John Catsimatidis will be here. Bail reform, the energy industry, the economy. I've got so much I want to talk with him about. We'll also talk with Dr. Gina Loudon in just a bit. But I want to turn next to one of my, she's kind of one of my bosses. She's an associate editor for townhall.com. And when I send my column over on Sundays, she marks it up with red pen and then sends it back to me. It's kind of like I'm in 10th grade English all over again. Beth Bauman, welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show with your buddy Kevin McCullough. How are you this morning?
I'm very, very good, but very tired.
Now, see, what people don't realize is not all the town hall people work out of the D.C. office. You're actually out in the great red flyover country, and it is very early where you are, but thanks for getting up early with us.
Of course.
Let me ask you about this story that did bubble up over the weekend, and that is you had these 1,100 persons that are trying to pressure the Attorney General, Bob Barr, into resigning. First of all, why are they wanting him to resign? What is the basis for what they're asking about? And what do we know about the administration's position in response thus far? But let's start with what's the big controversy? Why are they after his job?
Well, we have, as you said, over 1,100 former DOJ employees, including some of them who are MSNBC and CNN, quote, analysts, so, you know, the talking heads that appear on TV, who want Barr to resign over his handling of Roger Stone's case. Basically, they feel that, basically Barr and Trump are being buddy-buddy and that justice wasn't served, that any kind of nonpartisan standing was removed because Barr jumped in and said the sentencing for Stone was just too much for what he did.
But this is an interesting problem, Beth, because he and Andrew McCabe more or less did the same thing. Stone and McCabe did more or less the same thing. They lied to investigators and they lied to Congress. And you had the DOJ look at Andy McCabe and say, well, what he did, we don't approve of, but it wasn't criminally negligent. But with Stone, who I'm not a fan of, by the way, Frank Morano tried to get me to have lunch with him and convert me to be a Stone fan. I'm not. He's got his own weird style. It's not my cup of tea, et cetera, et cetera. I still thought that what they did to him, frog marching him across his front lawn with CNN cameras rolling at 4:30 in the morning, didn't quite, you know, it's not quite equitable in terms of like how they treated Andrew McCabe. So my basis here is, then isn't there some sort of equity that the Attorney General should be bringing to bear if you're not finding one person guilty of doing the exact same thing that you're sending the other guy to prison for 9 years on?
Well, you are bringing logic to the situation, and that's what these people lack is any kind of, you know, decency. And the one thing the left is really, really great about doing is saying, you know, we want justice, we stand for the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. But they apply those parameters different depending on who you are and who you associate with. And you know, originally I wasn't a Trump supporter, but I think that as time goes on, there are more and more people like me who just look at the unfairness that happens, not just by, you know, the swampy creatures, but then by the mainstream media continually feeding it, going, wow, you're not even giving this guy or anybody associated with him a fair shake.
Yeah.
And we've seen it multiple times. We saw it with the Mueller investigation. We saw it again with impeachment. It's like, how many times do we have to go through this before people say, you know, he's not being treated fairly? And, you know, if the same things were applied to him and his associates across the board as they would with, like, McCabe or anybody from the Obama administration, fine. You know, fair game. But they don't. They apply things differently depending on who you are and who you're associated with.
And I think that fundamentally that grandstand of 300,000 people at Daytona yesterday kind of understand that. And I think that's one of the things that people haven't figured out, at least in the Washington, New York beltway. They haven't figured this out, that Trump knows his voters and his voters know him more than the media even understand each other.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It would serve these people well to come to a place like where I'm at in Idaho, where everybody is working folks. They're farmers. They're just great people who love their country and finally want someone who's willing to fight for them. And, you know, just Trump can be crass. And yes, he, you know, sometimes lacks the presidential decorum that people want. But that is the very reason people voted for him and chose him. So
they want it. They want a tough guy in the seat, and they don't want somebody that's going to be pushed around by the establishment, which is we have seen it more under this presidency than anything I can remember in my lifetime in terms of systemized institutional power just hating the fact that they are being checkmated out of positions constantly by the current president. Hey, Beth, I appreciate you getting up early for us. Talk to me about what the toughest challenge the news industry faces in a Trump cycle. You're an associate editor at townhall.com, and you're up early on, and you man basically the news desk all weekend for Town Hall. But what's the toughest thing about news in the Trump era? How's it different than, say, what it was like under Obama?
At least, you know, you kind of knew on holidays or on weekends things would be a little quieter. You never know what is going to happen. I'm serious. I mean, sometimes the holidays that should be the quietest are actually the busiest.
So it makes it more exciting.
It does, but I mean, sometimes you're like, wow, are we ever going to get a break? I mean, between what the Dems pull and, I mean, like the other, you know, a couple weeks ago, it was like State of the Union, impeachment, a debate, like all back to back. So
yeah,
it's definitely ever changing, and you know, definitely keeping up with the different webs of deep state corruption, I think, is probably the most difficult thing for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job, as is the entire family at Town Hall. Keep it up. Thanks for getting up early with us, and be back soon.
Of course. Anytime.
All right. Beth Baumann, associate editor there for townhall.com. Okay, you heard what she had to say. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Do you put any stock, any at all, into this news story? Because here's how the main media is presenting this story. 1,100 former DOJ staffers can't be wrong, right? That's what it's the reason they throw that number in there. The reason they went out and got and found 1,100 signatures, 1,100 people that would say, yeah, I guess that's not the cool thing to do. Oh yeah, you're against him too. Put your name on this. The reason they're doing that is because last week, when Pelosi and the gang on Capitol Hill saw what Barr was doing, they said, well, he should resign. And he went, what? And kind of looked at him with side eye. He didn't care. So now the swamp has to go out. They've got to organize an entire batch of people. Because in some way, the brains of these folks operate on this theory. If we can just put enough peer pressure on anyone, we can get them to conform to the behavior that we want them to do. That's the thinking of the swamp. If they don't behave the way we want them to, we will so overwhelm them with opinion that counters theirs. And what they haven't figured out is that the president doesn't care how many people you get to log on to a petition that says, oh, you're in the wrong. And evidently, Bob Barr doesn't either. He's just going to do the right thing. He's just going to say, if Roger Stone, again, Kevin McCullough, no fan of Roger Stone. Frank Morano arranged a top secret lunch where he and I sat across the table for each other an hour and a half. This was like 2 years ago. And he was telling me stuff about WikiLeaks. Like I was pleased I wasn't subpoenaed in his case. But here's the thing. You cannot give Andy McCabe, who did the exact same crime, no time at all, and turn around and give Roger Stone 9 years. You can't do that. Not in America. Not with equal justice under the law, which is something that we supposedly still hold on to. So, good for Barr. And if you got comments on that, we'll take them as well. By the way, we are still taking your calls on the Bloomberg adding Hillary to the ticket conversation. We'll get into more of that with Dr. Gina Loudon, who's going to join us in a bit, and also John Catsimatidis later this hour. And we'll also take your calls. We've only got three votes in so far, but in your estimation, who is the greatest president of all time? It's President's Day. We're taking our own poll on who the greatest presidents of all time are. We have one vote for Reagan, two for Trump, and then Frank Morano has voted for both Teddy Roosevelt and President Taft so far. Oh, no, no, no. He's changed one vote to Rutherford B. Hayes. So we have, he wants a third vote, Alex is telling me. Okay, so Frank is kind of rigging the system. He's voting for multiple presidents, which you're not supposed to do, but Teddy Roosevelt, Taft, and Hayes are all votes that Frank has cast. So I guess you're going to be able to vote for more than one president as well. But who is the best president of all time? We'll get into that. Now, someone who I would vote for president if she was on the ticket, if Mayor Bloomberg said, nah, I'm not going with Hillary, but Debbie Duhaime, I'd have to seriously consider.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to seriously consider casting a vote for the Bloomberg Duhaime ticket. Debbie, if you were vice president,
yes.
What would your focus be? What would be the one thing you'd want to do in office? Because vice presidents don't have a lot to do except kind of show up for meetings and stuff.
I would want to bring the cities together and do more outreach in the cities.
Nice.
And you know, just show that on that level that, you know, that you want to reach out and, you know, give some love and want the unity in the cities, you know?
I feel like a more gentle person just having asked you that question, Debbie. You're such a good influence. Now we know why you're the girl in the morning with Joe Piscopo and the gang.
That's right.
How are we looking on this holiday?
Let's see. Oh, boy, it's pretty light out here, Kevin. I'll tell you, no major problems, but we do have an accident for you on the New England Thruway South. Getting down through Co-op City, it looks like one lane is blocked, but traffic is flowing around that pretty easily. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for President's Day. Metered rules in effect. LIRR, Metro North, New Jersey Transit, subways all running on a weekend schedule. So do plan accordingly for that. Inbound GWB, pretty light. No problems at the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel. Looks like a downed tree on 287 North by exit 40 was just cleared. 24 West heading into Summit by exit 7 up by the Short Hills Mall. Watch out for an accident there. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the southbound thruway, okay, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge on the Taconic's out that Miller Hill Road into East Fishkill, a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today, high of 48, showers tomorrow, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Jay Sekulow and crew doesn't see anything from the Democrats.
And the truth is, even the mainstream media has to admit when they've got no good candidates. They got a communist or Elizabeth Warren, who lied about her race to get her promotions. Mayor Pete, who is a 37-year-old untested mayor from the 308th largest city in America. And then Joe Biden, who's just going around insulting his supporters.
Jay Sekulow, live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
T-Mobile and Sprint are a step closer to their merger becoming a reality. New York State has decided not to appeal a judge's decision to allow the merger. New York and California led a coalition of states that sued to block the combination. California says it is still reviewing its options. T-Mobile says it could close the merger as early as April 1st. Univision is close to a deal to be sold to a group led by former Viacom executive Wade Davis. The Wall Street Journal says the Spanish-language broadcaster is believed to be valued at $10 billion. Univision previously owned Gawker Media Group. It sold that business in the past year to focus on Spanish-language programming. The markets are closed for the President's Day holiday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack. Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE .com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
All right, Kevin McCullough, good morning. 727, we're rolling through the Piscopo show this morning. And don't forget, I'm back this afternoon, 4 p.m. It's an early start for the afternoon show because we have, what do we have? We have skeet shooting or curling on tonight?
Actually, I think it's basketball tonight.
Oh, it's basketball.
Yes.
Thought, it's no water polo?
Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay. So it's the Syracuse underwater basket weaving. No. It's who is it? Seton Hall and somebody.
St. John's. Yep.
Xavier and St. John's. Is Xavier any good this year?
The whole Big East is a crazy time, so we'll have a good time.
I'll take that as a no. You hesitated too much there, Alex. Anyway, Kevin McCullough in for Joe Piscopo. Thank you for being here. We're on early today, 4 o'clock. And you don't want to miss it. Brad Parscale is going to sit in studio with me for the hour. Very interesting behind-the-scenes conversation I intend to have on exactly what the 2020 campaign is doing and where they're at. So much to talk about. But someone else who's associated with that campaign now joins us. She normally joins me on Monday afternoons. Dr. Gina Loudon, author of the Mad Politics bestseller for Regnery Publishing. And, of course, a multi-credentialed human behavioralist and someone you see on the news circuits. She's with Fox News, and you see her other places as well. But, Dr. Gina, welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show, my friend.
How fun to be with you on this bright, cheery morning. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like there. But I will tell you, in Palm Beach this morning, it's a bright, beautiful, sunny day.
Okay, I hate you already. So Here's the thing. It's actually not going to be bad. It's all going to be almost 50 today here in New York. So we're gonna take that on a February 17th. Gina, let me ask you a couple of things. And I want to get through these first couple of, a little bit quickly and then talk to you about the female issue as it relates to the election for 2020 in more detail. But this Bob Barr story and the supposed 1,100 people that are saying he should, you know, resign, they've not figured out yet, Gina, that the numbers of peers that you can find to criticize this administration don't work on the people that are a part of this administration.
They really cannot figure out what works. The Democrats have not gathered yet, Kevin, that I think what their base would like from them are some ideas from them about what they can do for their own constituency. And instead, they continue to bash the president, bash the people around him, and dabble in identity politics. None of that has worked for about the last decade now, really since they tried to elect Obama. And they can't figure that out. It keeps backfiring on them. That train keeps wrecking. That's how they elected President Trump, and that's how they'll reelect President Trump. And the Democrats can't seem to get that message. It's almost comical and pathetic to watch. I can't figure out.
It's a little bit interesting because I think eventually, if you keep stubbing your toe on the same brick, you eventually figure out maybe you should go around the brick. But I don't see that working for the progressives that are in charge right now. And by the way, the latest polling, people are saying, well, you know, you could get a Bloomberg or a Pete Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar or somebody like that up there. I don't think so. Bernie has won 10,000 more votes in the first two contests, and he's been robbed of delegates. He's probably going to win in Nevada. He's closing the gap in South Carolina. He's opened a commanding lead in Texas and a commanding lead in California. And I think that unless Bloomberg does, you know, do the magic wipe with the wand and Hillary fixes all of the problems that his campaign has, I think you're looking at an unabashed socialist as the front runner for the opposite opposing option from Donald Trump on that general election ballot. And I think that that's going to be a pretty clear, easy cut choice for most true patriotic Americans.
Well, and not only that, let's not forget that Sanders is the only one with money that has actually been raised by the people.
Right.
And I think that says something. I really think that at this point, the Democrat establishment, and they don't like to refer to themselves as the establishment, but that's exactly what they are, and they're the deepest of the deep state. The Democrat establishment at this point, I believe, has decided they can't win this presidential election. And what they're trying to do is figure out how they can possibly maintain the House. And so they are looking at that at this point, and they're thinking they can't have Sanders for that reason, and they are desperate to do anything but Sanders.
Yeah, including cheating their own voters.
Including cheating their own voters, which they got away with before. And they're used to cheating. I mean, let's look at the Democrat record. They're used to cheating at every level of government, and I don't think they're above it, and I think they're willing to do it again. And so I think that's what they think they can get away with, and that's the way they traditionally get away with doing elections. And so I don't think that they've given up on that tactic yet. So I would watch for more antics from them. I don't think that they're ready to quit on this one.
I think you're probably right. Well, the whole injection of Hillary's name into the election over the weekend has brought up once again that whole discussion of how women are going to vote in this election cycle. And I know, Gina, you're the co-chair for the Women for Trump arm of the campaign for the 2020 cycle. I'm just curious, can you give Joe's listeners a little bit of an update on the energy that women are showing for the president's efforts, and how is he connecting with them, and why are people responding?
Well, Women for Trump is electrified right now, Kevin. I mean, first of all, let's not forget that we have some of the most amazing women at the senior level of this campaign, starting with our beautiful, amazing, gracious, always stunning First Lady Melania Trump. And I just have to hand it to her again yesterday. Just always the figure of class and grace and graciousness all the time.
Yeah.
We couldn't do any better there. And then we also have Ivanka tearing it up on the world stage, really doing amazing things. We have, of course, Laura Trump, We have Kimberly Guilfoyle out there as our finance person doing amazing things in fundraising, setting records like we've never seen before. And so just really an amazing family out there doing things at the senior level with the campaign all the time. And there are just so many examples of women in the Trump organization. This president has more women working for him at the senior level than any president before. And we've seen it over and over again. And we saw it, by the way, before he was president. He had many women executives, more women working for him at the executive level than men. And so this isn't something new for him. But he has also pulled so many women out of poverty. Out of the 7 million jobs he's created, more than half of those have been for women. Let's wow. not forget that. So these numbers, more women now are in the workforce, more women CEOs are working now than ever before in our history. More women are working now at higher paying jobs than ever before in our history. I can go on and on with statistics, but those get boring after a while. But the bottom line is that this president has empowered women in all the ways. And one of the ways that I want to say, because this really matters a lot to me, is that in a thriving economy like this, women have choices. They have choices to stay home. They have choices to enter the workforce if they want to for the first time. They have choices for their children to stay in the communities where they are and to work there and stay closer to home. So there are a lot of choices, and life is better for women in our culture, women and mothers and grandmothers and so on and so forth. And women feel these conveniences, and they feel that their families are stronger and better and more united than ever before. And those sorts of things are going to be what people think about when they go to the ballot box. So, yes, women are electrified for this president. There's just no question about that.
Dr. Gina, if there are women listening this morning and they say, you know what, I want to be part of that, how can they get involved with Women for Trump? What's the best way for them to connect arms with you and say, what can I do?
The best, easiest way is to text the word empower to 88022. That's empower 88022. And that'll get you updated on everything that Women for Trump is doing on your local level. And that's a really fun way to stay involved specifically with Women for Trump. And then of course, do attend rallies. Do wear your Women for Trump gear. You can get all that at the DonaldJTrump.com website. They have new blue, navy blue hats out for Women for Trump, which I love because I was, when we were makeup and stuff, I don't know, I was just too dirty of a person for the white Women for Trump hats. So now they have navy blue ones. I'm really happy about this. And sport your gear. And don't be afraid to tell other women out there that, hey, you are one of those Women for Trump who is out there proud to be a Woman for Trump, and bring your friends aboard and you know, make it known that you are one of those out there who has been affected by the policies and the results that this president has put forward, pulling more women out of poverty than any president ever before in history. It's a great day for women, and we're not going to stop talking about that right up until Election Day. We're going to deliver for this president like never before.
All right. Best-selling author of Mad Politics by Regnery Publishing. You got to get that book. You got to read it before the 2020 election. It will explain a great deal of stuff that you may be confused about. But if you want to join the Women for Trump effort, text EMPOWER to 88022. Did I do that right? 88022?
You did.
All right. Yes, EMPOWER. Text EMPOWER to 88022. Dr. Gina, always fun to talk to you on Mondays. Thanks for getting up early with me today.
My pleasure. It's fun having you host this. This is great.
All right. Dr. Gina Loudon on the Joe Piscopo Show. Kevin McCullough in for Joe. And it is time at 7:38 to take a check of that news, traffic, and weather. Here's Debbie Duhaime.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
What's going on? We have the answer. Some cab and ride share drivers are reportedly refusing to pick up Chinese passengers here in the city for fear of the coronavirus. Scott Pringle reports.
Well, some drivers are telling the New York Post they're avoiding neighborhoods with large Chinese populations. One Uber driver saying, if I drop someone off in Flushing, I deactivate the app and then drive to another area. Well, Mayor de Blasio tweeted this is outrageous and says there will be consequences for anyone taking part in racial profiling. The coronavirus originated in China and has spread worldwide, but there are no cases in New York State. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders is accusing his billionaire opponent Mike Bloomberg of trying to buy the presidency. The Vermont senator attacked Bloomberg during a campaign appearance in Nevada yesterday. A reward is being offered to help resolve a Bronx deli worker's murder. Neighbors are demanding justice.
Everybody killing each other for what? A man that owns the store, he don't want making our sandwiches.
He was a cool guy. He's never gotten into no trouble with anybody.
The Yemeni American Merchants Association is offering a $10,000 reward for anyone with information in the killing of Yahya Al-Monster. Also, a woman is in critical condition following a hit and run in Harlem this morning. Police say the driver of the car that T-boned into a livery cab got out and ran away. Southbound New England Thruway into Co-op City. It's an accident being cleared. Hudson River crossings moving okay. Watch for a brake check here on 24 westbound exit 7. It's an accident getting up and out toward Summit. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to about 48. Tomorrow, showers likely with a high of 50 degrees. Alternate side parking suspended. Meter rules in effect. You now know what's going on. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough in for Joe Piscopo at 740. We are taking your calls at 877-970-2999. But how do Joe and Kevin keep up with these crazy schedules that we keep? For instance, I'm doing Joe's show this morning, and I'm back this afternoon with 2020 campaign manager Brad Parscale. And in the meantime, I'm taking the kids to the Crayola Experience in Eastern Pennsylvania. We're going to have a crazy, crazy day. How do I keep my energy level up? How do I make sure that my immune system is firing on all cylinders? It's very simple, and it's the only thing that I can attribute it to. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. When I take the fruits and veggies, the basic dose, I'm getting 31 vegetables and fruits, 10 servings worth for the day. When I up that dose just a little bit, I'm getting even more. And when I feel a little or coming on, I double or triple that dose, and I'm over it faster than you can blink. It's why I haven't missed a day of work in more than 4 years due to sickness. Here's the thing, friend. You can have this same kind of power in your life, keeping you healthy, giving you the crazy energy that it gives us. Just go online now to balanceofnature.com. You're going to get 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies, 10 servings of whole fruits every single day, and veggies. 800-246-8751. Get 35% off free shipping when you order now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use our discount code, The Answer.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Alan J. Murray, president and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield and Anthem Company. How do you see the healthcare marketplace changing as a result of the state and federal policies changes?
I think what first and foremost is going to change is how those various policies interrelate with the technology that is beginning to come onto the market. Our policy really thinks about controlling what was, not necessarily what will be. And as we start thinking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the ability to transmit data, I mean, we're hearing terms like blockchain payment and a whole host of different things that they're going to have an impact on all of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
White House hopeful Michael Bloomberg is making headlines this weekend. The former New York City mayor reportedly considering Hillary Clinton as his running mate after internal polling found that the combo could be, quote, a formidable force.
That was Maria Bartiromo, I believe, yesterday on Fox, talking about the top story of the weekend, which is that Bloomberg supposedly did this internal polling and supposedly has some sort of top secret information that Hillary's going to put him over the very, very top. One of the people that I know had suggested this was a distinct possibility is also someone who actually encouraged Mike Bloomberg to run, and he will be joining us shortly. His name is John Catsimatidis. You hear him Wednesdays at 5 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer for the Cats at Night show, and you hear him Sunday mornings at 8:30 for the Cats Roundtable. But he's going to be joining us momentarily. We're going to talk about this and a whole bunch more. But let me go back to your calls, 877-970-2999. My questions for the morning are simple. Does Hillary help put Bloomberg at least on the map? Will she help him get at least one delegate? He hasn't gotten anything yet. Also, I want to know, and this is a very serious poll that I'm conducting right now, the best president of all time. You get to vote for the greatest president of all time. Who would it be in your estimation? 877-970-2999. Frank Morano has voted three times already. Teddy Roosevelt, Taft, and Hayes. I believe that's I'm not supposed to reveal the confidential votes of Frank Morano. I'm sorry. I got that confused. Anyway, we've also had two votes for Trump, a vote for Reagan. No one has mentioned Obama yet. I'm a little surprised. Or Lincoln or George Washington. Those guys always win those things. Anyway, let's go to line one. Viviana's dialing us up from Brooklyn. Viviana, good morning, lady. How are you?
Good morning. So excited on this President's Day and so glad you're going to get to go to that Crayola factory.
Isn't that going
to
be fun? Now, see, they saw it on the Mr. Rogers show where they just made the yellow. But now from the time he taped it until now, they've got like an entire theme park. It's all kind of indoors. But if you've got kids that love color and paint and all the rest of that stuff, this is like, supposedly it's the place to be. I've never been. We're going to see. I'll give my report on the radio when I get back. But my goodness, it's going to be fun. And I get to do that with the ankle biters, which will be, you know, probably one of the funnest things we've done all year. So it'll be kind of cool. Anyway, Viviana, before you tell me what you were calling about, who is your favorite president of all time?
Okay. Do I get three like Frank did?
You know what? If we let Frank vote as many times as he wants, we got to let everybody else do it too. So who would you put on the list?
I would put first is Abraham Lincoln. It took a lot of guts to do what he did to liberate the country of slavery. Number two, President Trump, how he's standing up for life and how he is tremendously standing up and draining the swamp. And number three, Washington. If it weren't for George Washington, we wouldn't have a free nation. And he went through hell. I mean, I'm not happy about the Mason part, but he went through hell to keep our nation free and get us out of the hair of the British. So those are my three.
Right. There you go, Viviana. Okay, what do you want to call about?
Oh, man, this weekend, I mean, I thought that things were like really squirrely with this impeachment. But I'm thinking, who in the world is going to support Hillary after breaking up her, servers? How she's threatened people, how she's even, threatened the women that were going to go against her husband when she was president. Are people, does she think that people are mindless? And I'm praying that nobody's going to be mindless. So I don't think she should help him, whether she is, because she wields a lot of power. She's deep, deep state with her husband. And then did you see Obama? Obama is doing commercials for Bloomberg. What is he promising him?
Probably the same thing he's promising everybody, a whole lot of cash.
But
I mean, he's got it to burn. So
not be able to buy the presidency. I mean, this is crazy.
And Viviana, it's at the point now, and Frank Morano and I had lunch last week, and I said, you know, it's just going to get to the point where He's literally going to have, like, street captains that are going to be standing on the corners, just literally passing out C-notes for people that will go vote for him. Like, it's it, – because when you're talking about spending $3 or $4 billion, which he could have – he could easily do and not even feel the effects of, you're talking about financial resources behind a candidate that we've never seen before. We've never seen anything even close to that. And I don't know if he'll spend that much. But, I mean, he's spent 350 now with a blink, and he hasn't earned one delegate. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see where. Say that again.
I love what you're saying. I really do. Tell them, Kevin, you keep on beating the drum with Joe. Don't elect a nanny president, and don't elect a crook for vice president.
Yeah, and let's stay away from the socialist for president, too. Let's just avoid all of those. Hey, Viviana, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, 877-970-2999. I just got a text, and John Catsimatidis is scheduled to be with us. Hopefully he will join us shortly. I just got a text from Frank Morano. Please add Chester A. Arthur. This dude thinks he can vote as many times as he wants to. Like, I don't, he must have been born on Staten Island or something. Kidding. Very much kidding. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us today. Let's get over to Debbie Duhame. Debbie, did you mm-hmm. give me your vote for favorite president of all time yet?
I would say Lincoln. I have all to right. go with President Lincoln. Yeah, I do.
Lincoln's pulling into a very close second now behind Trump on the overall poll. We'll keep watching it. Hey, how do those roads look? I'm guessing pretty good today.
Yeah, you know, really not that bad, Kev. Let's see what's happening. First of all, alternate side parking rules suspended for President's Day. Metered parking rules remain in effect. There is some fire department activity here on 25th Street here in town by 10th Avenue, so definitely steer clear of that. If you're going to be taking a ride to the FDR Drive on the West Side Highway, moving along really smoothly this morning. It's an accident on 24 West, exit 7 in Summit, but you can zip right around that problem. Inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland all moving along fine, no problems at all. Southbound Thruway, a decent ride down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Overall, 195 eastbound as you get out toward exit 31 in toward Howell. We're getting reports of a disabled vehicle, but it's on the shoulder, so it's really not causing much of a problem. Let's go out to the island, see what's happening. Moving fine on the LIE, Northern State, and the Southern State. No major problems in Connecticut on 95. Things are moving okay for you on the Merritt Parkway. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
There's something we all need to know about Relief Factor, Larry Elder here, and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. And they've been a consistent sponsor of my show ever since I began doing it on Salem. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may stay for a year or so. Sounds like they're doing super, and then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent, year after year after year. And that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, their shoulder, hip, and knee pain, and they're now in less or no pain at all. Simple as that, it works. And that's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain too. And the first step, order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. So if you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who will happily tell you to give it a try too. And it can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
What if you could change one thing about a room, and it changed everything? A completely new room by changing just one thing, the floor. Now, during Lumber Liquidator's Flooring Huge Winter Sale, you can find hundreds of quality floors on sale, like solid hardwood and waterproof, at our absolute lowest prices of the season. And with special financing, you can make that change sooner than you think. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidator's Flooring. Winter season is January 1st, 2020 through March 31st, 2020.
All right. I want to tell you, if you have not yet done it, you need to call Connors and Sullivan about your plans. What plans, Kev? And why do I need to call Connors and Sullivan? Well, number one, nobody handles estate law and elder care better than Connors and Sullivan. They've been peer-reviewed. They've been written up. They've been noted. Everybody that comes into contact with them, everybody that I refer to them say, Connors and Sullivan took care of me, Kev. Thank you so much. I cannot believe how well cared for. And the reason that I do that with confidence is because a number of years ago, the lovely bride and I, before we had any of the ankle biters, had some serious issues with both state law and some complicated things related to our will and to our taxes and to some other things. And I went to Connors and Sullivan and I said, Mike, I don't know what I'm doing. Help me find my way through this. And he put me in contact with Rose, and she just hand-delivered every step of the process with such a great touch. If you've been around the Connors and Sullivan family of people, and that's really what it is, their clients, their staff, it is like being a part of a huge family. You're going to love the people, starting with Mike and Beth. No one better on planet Earth to put your end-of-life plans with, your estate plans, elder care, estate law, all of it, do it. You've been putting it off. Don't do it anymore. Call them today and make sure that you've got what you need. You may not think you need things like a health care proxy or power of attorney, or you may think you can just download a will from the Internet and you've got everything taken care of. Friends, you couldn't be further from the truth. Not planning hurts your wallet, but it also hurts the people you love, because in the eventuality of your death, they may not be protected to the degree that you would want them to be if you were still here. So call them, get a free consult, get a scheduled appointment, go in and see if you're taken care of. 718-238-6500. You got nothing to lose. You've got everything to gain, including peace of mind. Call right now, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And then don't forget, Mike answers a question from you, the listeners, every Thursday on my show on Kevin McCullough Radio. And then on Sunday mornings, you can catch him here on AM 970 The Answer at 11, and Saturday mornings at 8 on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3 with Ask the Lawyer. Don't miss Connors and Sullivan, and make sure that you make that call. His number, 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500.
Due to the game, you can hear Jay Sekulow live today at 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Whoa, can't you see that you're mine?
All right, it's 4 minutes till 8 o'clock. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. In for Joe. And glad to talk to the next Joe, the Joe that's going to give me the good forecast. Joe, I'm after I get off the air for Piscopo today. I've got to make a real quick trip out to Easton, Pennsylvania to do the Crayola experience with the ankle biters. And then I've got to get back into the studio to be hosting Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale, for an hour this afternoon. Tell me I'm going to have good weather to take the kids to Pennsylvania today.
You're going to have fantastic weather. Sunshine.
Nice.
It's already 39 in the city, and it's headed to 48 this afternoon. You couldn't have picked a better day to take the ankle biters out to Easton and back.
All right.
So good day today. Tomorrow we get rain, mainly late morning and afternoon. That goes away. We're back to sunshine Wednesday, mid-40s, then a little colder for Thursday and Friday. But the week ahead, not all that bad weather-wise.
Joe, are we in the clear? I mean, is this really this? Are the crocuses going to start pushing through the terra firma here in the next couple of days?
Yeah, they probably will in a not-too-distant future, because a little shot of cold air Thursday and Friday, then it gets mild again this weekend, and our chances of seeing that white stuff meaning anything from this point forward are getting slimmer and slimmer with each passing day.
If we can just get to March 1st, man. If we can just get to March 1st. Hey, Joe, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Kevin.
From the Weather Answer Desk here at AM 970, let's take Martha's call real quick. Martha, your thoughts on favorite president. We've got just 10 seconds before the break.
Yes, just want to say Trump is number one in my lifetime. Appreciate all the others that did great things. He's endured so much suffering for us, the little people, and he's fought through for so many promises to be completed, and we just love him, and he's going to be for 4 more years. We're just so grateful.
Martha,
for Mr.
from
Trump.
Your lips to God's ears, he's kept 104 promises that he made. He's kept 104 of them. Obama kept one. Bush kept two. His dad kept a couple. He broke one. But Trump's kept 104. Coming right back on the Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.